Good evening, everyone. It's just past 6 o'clock. You are tuned to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM. And the name of this show is Easy Ed's Variety Hour. That's 2 hours of hillbilly, rockabilly, R&B, and 50s, early 60s rock and roll. That's right, we're here with you till 8 o'clock tonight. If you'd like to give us a call during the show, the number for the WMFO listener line, 617-627-3800. We'd love to talk to you. Being ably assisted here in the studio tonight by Alex. He's making the coffee, doing the light filing, the clerical work, all that stuff. And hey, I've been away for several weeks now. It's so great to be back here in the studio and got lots of great music to share with you. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my travels on one of the set breaks. But right now, we're going to get things started. Gene Dunlap, Made in the Shade, Easy Ed's Variety Hour on WMFO.
okay with me. Stay away, Ruby, stay away from me. Wicked Ruby. Oh, 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 wicked Ruby. Oh, 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 wicked Ruby. Ruby, stay away from me.
From coast to coast, it's gonna
That is a killer rough acetate there, but what a great song. That is Maney and Howard with Bop 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 Bop. It is a cover of the wild Maynard Horlick classic, Do the Bop 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 Bop, also covered by Jittery Jack sometimes. A Repro 45 I recently picked up in my travels. Before that, we had Mickey Gilly with his version of Down the Line, Astro Records, 1965. And Danny Zella and his Zellrocks before that with Wicked Ruby, Fox Records, 1958. We started the show with Gene Dunlap, Made in the Shade, Hit Records, 1958. And, folks, it's so great to be back here with you after traveling. I was on the road for an extended trip, and now I am back. I was spinning at the New England Shakeup in Sturbridge, and then I was out at the Las Vegas Rockout, spinning records out there as well, and then passed some time in California after that. So I've been gone for a good long while here. I picked up some great records to share with you during my trip. Pulling them out of that big old box of records that I've been carrying around all over the place. It weighs many, many pounds. Later on in the show, folks, we'll be talking about an event coming up at the Midway next weekend. Next Saturday night, it's the Cranktones, Johnny Carlavalli, and the Rolling Pins, and Easy Ed's Record Hop will be giving away some tickets later on. Right now, here's Doug Powell.
On television from coast to coast, the kids in Philly all begin to swing, and my heart went ding-a-ling-a-ling over Jeannie, over Jeannie. Oh, Jeannie, Jeannie with the dark blue eyes. When Ricky Nelson's record started to rock, I turned around and you were doing a bop. I switched my TV set to channel number two just to get a better look at you. I pick you up away down in Savannah, from the station way up in Atlanta. Oh, Jeannie. Oh, Jeannie. Oh, Jeannie. Jeannie with the dark blue eyes. Nobody else can do the bop like you can. I bet your daddy was a swinging man. You really shake it when you flip me your hips. You got my boomer heart.
Saturday night, oh, we're going pretty strong. Feeling like a rocket all night long. Get a holler, go home. I get a holler, go home. me take you by the hand, you're gonna know right now. I'm gonna hit it, I'm gonna move, that you can feel alive. Step up, baby, we're gonna have a time. I should have a gonna have a time.
That was Jittery Jack from his brand new CD entitled Gonna Have a Time with Jittery Jack. And the CD is on the Annabelle record label, but he's also got that song out on a new single, 45 single, on the Rhythm Bomb record label. It's very nice. And the man is everywhere these days. He's in Europe. He's going to Australia soon. And I can tell you, he and I are planning a holiday show right here in Boston sometime in I believe it's December 20th. I'll tell you more about that when we have the lineup confirmed. John Kirby before that, Get Hot or Go Home on Diane Records, 1964, and we started that set with Doug Powell, Genie with the Dark Blue Eyes on the Tip Top record label from 1958. Easy Ed's Variety Hour, hillbilly, rockabilly, R&B, 50s, early 60s rock and roll. Here with you until 8 o'clock tonight. Been away, and it's great to be back. Great to be back with you, and thanks for listening, folks. If you'd like to give us a call during the show, 617-627-3800. Alex will take your call. And that is young Alex, not Coffee and Smokes Alex. After eight rockers in a row here, we're going to slow it down just a little bit with Orville Couch, Wild Girl.
Wild girl.
High record label from 1967, which is a year I usually steer well clear of. That was Jerry J with his version of Brown Eyed Handsome Man. And Orville Couch before that with Wild Girl, Action Records, 1964. Burt Wheaton in the background there with the guitar boogie shuffle. And I know you usually don't dedicate background music to people, but I'm sending that one out to Panda. We were spinning records on Wednesday over at River Gods, and boy, he plays the best stuff. And he played guitar boogie shuffle. I've seen so many great bands in the last few weeks, and it's going to take a few shows to really get this stuff presented to you folks. I'm still unpacking my suitcase. But I want to share a record that I just picked up from a band I saw at the Rockout in Las Vegas. They are the Sidewinders, and they've got a split 45 out. Let's hear Heart in a Daze. The Sidewinders from Los Angeles on Easy Ed's Variety Hour.
My love, and she left my heart in a daze.
Summers with the Alabama Shake. Capri Records, 1964. Before that, Johnny and Joni, Kiro Ryan on the Challenge record label from 1958. And we heard a new Ace Records 45 reissue, I guess, although I don't think this song was ever, or at least that take was not originally issued. It was Johnny Bass with Rockin' and Reelin'. Nice reissue 45 from the Ace record label, and started that set with the Sidewinders, Heart in a Daze. Those guys are a terrific band from Southern California. That is a they have one side of an EP split there. And I'd like to say a big hello to Tony and Julie. Thanks, as always, for listening, guys. And I wanted to mention one of the great things about going to these festivals, and I will shut up about it eventually, but I was at two really good rockin' festivals, the Shake Up and the Rock Out, and I love listening to other DJs. I just love sitting there listening to their record hops, and there were some really good ones. Maddie Moore from Canada, and Savage Matt from Detroit, Mad Matt from Southern California, Dado from Arizona. Just great guys, spinning great stuff. And if any of you are listening tonight, a big hello from me. Speaking of California, we have one of the best bands from Southern California coming up next. It's the Lucky Stars, one from their brand new CD. Watch Your Step. The Lucky Stars on Easy Ed's Variety Hour.
You better watch your step, because the ice is thin there. Watch your step. Say, you might fall in there. Take it from me, I should know I've been there. You better be careful, watch your step. So watch your step, because the bank is steep there. Watch your step, and the water's deep there. You're messing around up on Lover's Leap there. You better be careful, watch your step, because when you're in love, feels like you're miles above. So high up above the ground. But one little mistake is all it'll take to make you and your heart come tumbling down. So watch your step, beware, you better watch your step. Take care, love makes you feel like you're 50 feet tall. You better watch your step or you're bound to fall. Is all it'll take to make you and your heart come crashing down. So watch it, beware, you better watch it. Take care, love makes you feel like you're 50 feet tall. And brother, that's an awful long way to fall. You better mind your manners and watch your step.
I want to tell you about a brand new dance that you gotta learn to do. It's called the Okie Boogie. You do it Okie style. That mean old Okie Boogie is bound to drive you wild. Well, it's gotta be fast, you can't go too slow. If you hear that rhythm, you got to do-si-do. When you do the Okie Boogie and do it Okie style, that mean old Okie Boogie is bound to drive you wild. Just a little too much for he tried to overdo it. Oklahoma style. That mean old Okie Boogie is bound to drive you wild.
in Philadelphia. On a recent date, a certain guy sat out at the 88, and he played a tune that kind of made you want to sing. It didn't have no words, all it did was swing. Somebody hollered, hoodle-addle, 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 hoodle-addle. Well, it just sort of happened more or less that way. Now, it was nothing much, it was just a blues with a little bitty wrinkle that was hardly new. Still, the folks came in, and even one or two went out, way out. But the ones that stayed, stayed all night to shout. They all ups and hollers, hoodle-addle, 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 hoodle-addle. Yeah, it just sort of happened more or less that way. From all the cats in Quaker Town. And when you hear the blues, wait till the phrase comes round. And that's where you holler, hoodle-addle, 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 hoodle-addle. It just sort of happened more or less that way.
Well, I spend a lot of time crawling around on floors of record stores, and that's how I found that one, Leon McAuliffe, Hoodle Addle. I believe I paid a quarter for it. It's all scratchy, but in fact, I'm not even sure I love that song that much. I liked it. I liked it enough to play tonight. I prefer the Take It Away Leon, early Western Swing Leon McAuliffe, but that's something compelling about that one. ABC Paramount Records, 1961. That song was a boogie sort of pop hit that a lot of people covered in the 40s and 50s. I think Ella Mae Morse did her own version of it. We heard Ella Mae Morse before that with the Okie Boogie, an alternate take of that song, Capitol Records in 1951. And we started the set with the Lucky Stars, Watch Your Step, from their new Goat Town CD on the Fate record label. Excellent disc if there ever was one. That is Red Roads in the background there with the Country Boogie Blues. I'd like to say a big hello to some great folks from Australia who I met recently in Las Vegas. Sarah, Ross, Mark, and Sue, you're great folks. Had a good time talking to all of you. Thank you so much for listening to the show. All right, it's Friday, it's payday, it's time to bop on down to your nearest juke joint. And bop around a little bit. Let's bop with Red Sovine. Boppers are my favorite part of the show. Juke Joint Johnny here on Easy Ed's Variety Hour. ¶¶
joint in town. I'm a juke joint Johnny, and I'm always juking around. Now I work all weekend to draw my pay. I hit a juke joint and I throw it all away, 'cause I'm a juke joint Johnny, I guess I'll always be. I'm a juke joint Johnny, and a juke joint is home to me. Watch me go. I'm a juke joint Johnny, and baby, you're stepping slow. Gal that wants to have fun, 'cause I'm a juke joint Johnny, there ain't no flies on me. I'm a juke joint Johnny, and a juke joint is where I'll be.
She's dating some dude.
Tune to WMFO in Medford.
Well, we were born in a high and me, we had a little business up on the hill, making moonshine in an 80-gallon still. Moonshine, moonshine.
They tell me if you drink that stuff, you're bound to go blind.
Well, I want a little drink to kick you on your heels. Your head is starting spinning and you can't stand still. Your eyes are turning greener than a $20 bill. You know you've been a drinking from an 80-gallon still. Drinking moonshine, I saw the sheriff coming through the pine. I said to Brother Bill, we better hide our steel. He caught Brother Bill going up the hill. Moonshine, 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 moonshine.
That was Sherry Davis with Just a Little Bit from a compilation I've had in my collection for many years entitled The Gals of the Big D Jamboree on the Dragon Street record label. I don't have any information in front of me about the original recording. She rocks, though. Sherry Davis. Jack Holt before that with Moonshine Still came out on the Chuck Garner record label in 1963. I love songs that mention tailpipes, and I love songs that mention record hops, and the Trackdown Baby mentions both of those things. Tom James with Trackdown Baby, Clicks Records, 1958, and we started that set with Red Sovine, Juke Joint Johnny, Decca Records in 1957. I'm sending that one out to our good friends, the Barley Hoppers. They also play that one live, and it's on their record. We'll be doing a show with the Barley Hoppers November 15th at the Canadian American Club in Watertown, along with Easy Ed's Record Hop. Telling you more about that show next time. And tonight, I think you can go see Lynette and the Pioneer Valley Pioneers over at the Plow and Stars. And I do those Canadian-American Club shows together. Anyway, I am just talking here when we could be listening to a public service announcement as read by Alex. All right, take it away, Alex. You're on the mic.
Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to go outside, walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health.
All right, the important message from your friends here at WMFO in Medford. As I mentioned at the top of the show, we got a big live show coming up next Saturday night, the 25th of October. Not tomorrow night, but next week. And it's at the Midway in Jamaica Plain, 3496 Washington Street. It is the Cranktones doing a return engagement. We did one in May. It was a great show. We sold out the club. And this one's going to be even better. The Cranktones, along with Johnny Carlovalli and the Rolling Pins. I'll be spinning records too, so it's going to be a full night of entertainment. That's next Saturday night at the Midway, the 25th of October. If you would like to go, be caller number 2, and you can get a pair of tickets. 617-627-3800. I only ask that you have not won tickets on WMFO recently, and you do not know me personally. If you meet the criteria, we'd be happy to give you a pair of tickets for the Cranktone show next Saturday. And we're going to hear next from Johnny Carlovalli and the Rolling Pins. I had the pleasure of seeing them at the New England Shakeout. They really tore up the place. Here they are on WMFO. Easy Ed's Variety Hour here with you till 8.
tree barefooted. Fight a bit of rattlesnakes. Baby, let me see you vibrate. Hey, vibe, vibe, vibrate. Hey, vibe, vibe, vibrate. Hey, vibe, vibe, vibrate for me. Well, my baby walks out in the middle of the floor and people don't even know the score. She moves through the right to moves to the left. Got that floor all by herself. Wings one eye, stands up straight. Man, my baby starts to vibrate. Hey, vibe.
Boston's own Cranktones there with Vibrate from their classic, now classic CD, Vibrate with the Cranktones on the Rhubarb record label. It's a collectible now. But they will have some of those at the show. A rediscovered box of CDs will be making its way to the Midway next Saturday night. For the Cranktones, Johnny Carlovalli and the Rolling Pins, and Easy Ed's Record Hop. 3496 Washington Street in Jamaica Plain. Hope to see you there, folks. We also heard there was a Cranktones as well before Vibrate. It was a song that I have. I think it was just from one of their rehearsals. It was never released. It's the Cranktones doing My Baby, My Darling. And I'm sending that one out to Poison Ivy, My Baby, My Darling. We celebrated our anniversary this week. And we started that set with some terrific rockin' stuff from Johnny Carlovalli and the Rolling Pins, Evening Time from his That's Life CD on the Ropin' record label. And they're a very New England band, those guys. They do a lot of New England, old New England rock and roll and rockabilly. And that song was originally released on the Event record label, Al Hawks. And at the New England shakeup, Al Hawks gave a little seminar. It was very, very interesting. He is the founder, was the founder of Event Records, and he's still going strong and had a lot of great stories to tell. History of Event Records. It was fascinating. If you have not been to the New England Shakeup, it happens every September. The third one will be coming up next September, and I encourage you to go. It's a great rockin' weekender. Well, Earl Bostic in the background there with a blip boogie means that we're going to flip that R&B switch right now. If you'd like to give us a call, folks, by the way, 617-627-3800. We'd love to talk to you. But right now, here are the Searchers. On Easy Ed's Variety Hour.
get mad if I walk with you. But I'll take a chance if you so desire. I might be wrong and playing with fire.
I need you, I don't know. I need you, I don't know. I need you, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I need you, I don't know. I need you, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I need you, I don't know.
Young Jesse Uchi Kuchi, Modern Records in 1957. What an honor it was for me and to be spinning records in the same room with Young Jesse out there in Las Vegas. He finished his set, which was absolutely amazing, and then they said, "Hit it easy, Ed," and I threw a record on. Wow, that was a career milestone, I gotta say. Young Jesse, and before that, what did we have? Calvin and Clarence, I Don't Know, came out on the Fairlane record label in 1961. The Drifters before that with Ruby Baby, Atlantic Records in 1956, and we started that set with The Searchers, Ooey, Class Records in 1958. Is Mad Mel Sebastian chomping away in the background. And believe it or not, it is time for another public service announcement. Stop the texts and stop the wrecks. Fact one, a texting driver is 23 times more likely to get into a crash than a non-texting driver. We saw a texting driver on our way to the station tonight. He did not crash. Using a cell phone while driving, whether it's handheld or hands-free, delays a driver's reactions as much as having a blood alcohol concentration at the legal limit of 0.08%. And fact number three, distracted driving is now the number one killer of American teens. This is a public safety message from StopTextStopRex.org and your friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Easy Ed's Variety Hour here with you until 8 o'clock. Hillbilly, rockabilly, R&B, 50s early, 60s rock and roll. And if you like what I play, you're going to love what Alex plays on the Desperate Hours every Thursday here on WMFO from 6 to 8 p.m. Up next, it's Hank Ballard and the Midnighters.
I'm crying. Mercy, mercy.
Mercy, 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 mercy, mercy.
I'm crying, mercy, mercy, but baby, will mercy do?
Mercy, mercy, mercy.
Now, if you leave me, baby, I'm gonna worry when you go.
Mercy, mercy, mercy.
Now, if you leave me, baby, I'm gonna worry when you go.
Mercy, mercy, mercy.
Mercy, mercy,
I'm crying, mercy, mercy, but baby, will
from Brooklyn, New York, Sean Coleman and the Quasars, Ruckus Juice from their new EP entitled Sean Coleman and the Quasars on the Nebula record label. It's a beautiful little 45. And I want to thank the band very much for sending that along to me. They will be, they're doing shows all over the place, but they were recently in Boston, I think about 2 months ago, and they'll be playing at Viva Las Vegas in 2015. Rockin' Whalers before that with their version of Tore Up on the Vantage record label from 1963. We started that set with the great Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. I'm Crying, Mercy, 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 King Records, 1960. Looks like we have a lot of folks listening online tonight and probably locally too, I hope, anyway. I say that optimistically. Melissa Jean, you out there tonight? Thanks for your support of this show. All right, coming up next, we're going to take a little stroll with Benny Joy. Easy Ed's Variety Hour on WMFO.
Trying to find a girl to love me so. find a girl to satisfy me. Now
have love.
Well, baby, now we'll travel. Say suitcase full of kisses to not
have love.
Challenge record label from 1959, Al Lucas, Sweet Tooth for My Baby Ruth. Before that, a guy who was at the New England Shakeup and played another show or two in this area recently, last month, September, Big Sandy and his Flyright Boys with his version of Have Love Will Travel. You can get that on a Hip Shaken Records 45. It was also on his Dedicated to You CD on the Hightone label in 1998 that came out. And we started that set with Benny Joy and his homage to a nose, button nose, from the great CD, excellent CD on the Ace Record label, Crash the Rockabilly Party with by Benny Joy. Everybody should have that CD. All right, the clock is winding down, so I want to make sure I get one in here for Carl. Carl, I got an intro picked out for you, and thank you for calling earlier. Here's Calvin Cool on Easy Ed's Variety Hour.
Josephine.
My time is almost up. Edward will be coming in at 8 o'clock. But I will quickly tell you what we heard there. That was the Scorpions from 1965 with their version of Hello Josephine. 45 I recently picked up in my travels. Before that, the Margraves with My Delilah from their On the Warpath CD on the Rhythm Bomb record label. Saw those guys out at the Rock Out in Las Vegas. Did an excellent set. And we started that set with one going out to Carl Calvin Cool, El Telecate, from 1963. And before we head out the door, folks, just another reminder about our show at the Midway in Jamaica Plain next Saturday night. That's the 25th. It is the return of the Cranktones, Boston rockabilly legends, the Cranktones, along with Johnny Carlavalle and the Rolling Pins. And Easy Ed's Record Hop. We hope to see you there. Those nights are always fun at the Midway. And get there early. I think this one's going to sell out again. But I hope you all have a great weekend, folks. I'm going to leave you with one in just a second here by Florian Monday. And now that I'm back from my trip, we'll be back to a regular schedule. I want to thank everybody who filled in for me while I was away. Tim Coleman and Steve Harnish. We'll see you next time, folks. Have a great weekend. Big thanks to Alex for helping out tonight.
rip, 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 rip,